been in touch with the utility company, and the challenges have been noted. So we've been working with them since last week to make sure that we rectify the situation and to have the utilities provide the service that is needed to the customers. So as we speak, almost all the places that we know of have been returned to the normalcy. So people can now vent for electricity at the various vending points. Third-party traders have also been put online, so they can also sell to customers as well.
Now, in a situation such as this, where a utility company is unable to provide services to the customers, beyond working with them to fix it, what else is done or could be done by way of compensation to the affected customers?
Well, this is through no fault of the customer. So the PURC is in consultation with the utility service provider to see the best way of compensating the people who have been affected by this non-bending situation. But for now, what we're trying to do is to make sure that people get access to the vending points. And once that is done, discussions are ongoing as to see how best to compensate the affected customers.
Right. Does this mean that there is not a standard procedure as far as sanctions are concerned, where untold, challenges are brought on to customers through no fault of theirs?
Well, what happens is that when there's a challenge, we take our time to look at whether the challenge is the fault of the utility service provider intentionally or it's not intentional. Once that has been established, then we know the way forward. As we speak now, it seems that it's a technical challenge that they did not have a control over. So we are still looking at the best way to compensate customers who have been affected by this.
Right. Wonderful. And